the word-by-word synonyms. Guneshu guna samyecha guna vyati karetata eka eva paro yatma bhagavan ishvaro viyaha pratyagatma sarupena drishya rupena cha swayam vyapya vyapaka nirdesho yanirdesho vikalpitaha kevalanubhavananda swarupa parameshvaraha mayayantar hitaishvarya iyate guna sargaya. Okay, got four verses there, so we're going to do the word by word synonyms. Para avareshu, in exalted or hellish conditions of life. Bhuteshu, in the living beings. Brahma anta, ending with Lord Brahma. Stavara adishu, beginning with the non-moving forms of life. The trees and plants. Bhautikeshu, of the material elements. Vikareshu, in the transformations. Bhuteshu, in the five gross elements of material nature. Atta, moreover. Mahatsu, in the Mahatattva, the total material energy. Cha, also. Guneshu, in the modes of material nature. Guna samye, in an equilibrium of material qualities. Cha, and guna vyatikare, in the uneven manifestation of the modes of material nature. Tata, as well. Eka, one. Eva, only. Paraha, transcendental. He, indeed. Atma, the original source. Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead. Ishvaraha, the controller. Avyaya, without deteriorating. Pratyak, inner. Atma swarupena, by his original constitutional position as the supersoul. Drishya rupena, by his visible forms. Cha, also. Swayam, personally. Vyapya, pervaded. Vyapaka, all-pervading. There's a devotee by the name Vyapaka. I'm just thinking of him when we mention that word. Not exactly a Rasika name. Anyway, Nirdeshaha, to be described. He, certainly. Anirdeshaha, not to be described, because of fine, subtle existence. Avikalpitaka, without differentiation. Kevala, only. Anubhava ananda sarupaha, whose form is blissful and full of knowledge. Parama ishvaraha, the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme ruler. Maya, by Maya, the illusory energy. Antarita, covered. Aishvaryaha, whose unlimited opulence, iyate, is mistaken as. Gunasargya. The interaction of the material modes of nature. Okay, translation. We're not going to do the translation repetitively because it's very long, but I'll just read it once and slowly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, who is infallible and indefatigable, is present in different forms of life, from the inert living beings, stavara, such as the plants, to Brahma, the foremost created living being. He is also present in the varieties of material creations and in the material elements, the total material energy and the modes of material energy, sattva, guna, raja, guna, and tamoguna, as well as the unmanifested material nature and the false ego. Although he is one, he is present everywhere. And he is also the transcendental supersoul, the cause of all causes, who is present as the observer in the cores of the hearts of all living entities. He is indicated as that which is pervaded and as the all-pervading supersoul. But actually, he cannot be indicated. He is changeless and undivided. He is simply perceived as the supreme Satchitananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Being covered by the curtain of the external energy, to the atheist, he appears non-existent. So, purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Not only is the Supreme Personality of Godhead present as the supersoul of all living entities, at the same time, he pervades everything in the entire creation. He exists in all circumstances and at all times. He exists in the heart of Lord Brahma and also in the cores of the hearts of the hogs, dogs, trees, plants, and so on. He is present everywhere. He is present not only in the heart of the living entity, but also in material things, even in the atoms, protons, and electrons being explored by material scientists. The Lord is present in three features as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Because he is present everywhere, he is described as Sarvam Kalv Idam Brahma. Vishnu exists beyond Brahman. Bhagavad Gita confirms this, that Krishna, by his Brahman feature, is all-pervading Mayatatam Idam Sarvam. But Brahman depends upon Krishna. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Without Krishna, there could be no existence of Brahman or Paramatma. Therefore, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the ultimate realization of the Absolute Truth. Although he is present as the Paramatma in the core of everyone's heart, he is nonetheless one either as an individual or as the all-pervading Brahman. The Supreme Cause is Krishna, and devotees who have surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead can realize him and his presence within the universe and within the atom. Anantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. This realization is possible only for devotees who have fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. For others, it is not possible. This is confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, text 14. Daivaye shugunamai mamamaya durachya mama eva ye prapajante mayam etam taranti te. The process of surrender in a devotional attitude is accepted by the fortunate living being. After wandering through many varieties of life on many planetary systems, when one comes to the real understanding of the Absolute Truth by the grace of the devotee, one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Bohunam Janmanam Ante Yanavan Vam Prapadyate. Prahlad Maharaj's class friends, who were born of Daitya families, thought that realizing the Absolute was extremely difficult. Indeed, we have experienced that many, many people say this very thing. Actually, however, this is not so. The Absolute, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is most intimately related to all living entities. Therefore, if one understands the Vaishnava philosophy, which explains how he is present everywhere and how he acts everywhere, to worship the Supreme Lord or to realize him is not at all difficult. Realization of the Lord, however, is possible only in the association of devotees. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Rupa Goswami said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhima Lila, 19th chapter, text 151, Paramanda Brahmate Kom Bhag Yuhan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bhish. The living entity in the material condition wanders through many varieties of life and many varieties of circumstances. But if he comes in contact with a pure devotee and is intelligent enough to take instructions from the pure devotee regarding the process of devotional service, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of Brahman and Paramatma without difficulty. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Antaryami prayagatma vyapta kalo harismitaka prakritya tamasa vrittat tamasa vrittat vat hare raishvaryam nagyayate. The Lord is present as Antaryami in everyone's heart and is visible in the individual soul covered by the body, by a body. Indeed, he is everywhere at every time and every condition, but because he is covered by the curtain of material energy, to an ordinary person there appears to be no God. So, I can do all the Sanskrit again, but Om Aganat. Whoops, where's the pictures? So, Om Ganata Madanda Shak Nanjana Shulakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, this is actually quite interesting because we oftentimes talk about the three aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Vedanti Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yad Gyanam Advayam. Advayam means they were non different, Advayam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan, Iti, Shavyate. And this is a very interesting discussion because if you think about it, those who are Kanishta Adhikaris don't realize any of the three. Kanishta Adhikari, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is almost a devotee but not a devotee. So a Kanishta Adhikari has the opposite, I wouldn't say realization, I would say understanding, than that which is portrayed in this verse. The Kanishta Adhikari thinks that the Lord is only localized. He's only in the temple, and he's not everywhere. So, and he's not in everyone's heart. So therefore, he treats other living entities many times with disdain, and not necessarily disdain, but he just doesn't see Krishna in everyone's heart. So, in order to progress in devotional service, we have to come to the stage of seeing Krishna's everyone in everyone's heart and relating to everybody as a temple of Lord Vishnu. That's the difference between a Kanishta Adhikari and a Majjhima Adhikari. Because a Majjhima Adhikari doesn't disrespect anyone, but he may avoid certain personalities who are averse to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the question is, how to come to that realization that God is everything? That's a very interesting question. There's many different ways to come to that realization, and I'm going to present, there's an ultimate way that I just heard from Srila Prabhupada this morning, but that's the last step in our discussion. The first way is basically to see everything as God's energies. Ishavashamidam sarvam yadkancha jagajan jagat. Tena jiktena bunjita, that's Brahman conception. That everything is Brahman, expansion of Brahman, and not like Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, that every aspect of the material energy beginning with the pradhan. Pradhan means the unmanifest stage of the three modes of material nature. It's like the clay or the silly putty, for those of you who come from America, you know what silly putty is. Or clay that the little child has in a container before the child pulls it out of the container and actually starts to give it some shape. So that's the pradhan. So the Brahman manifests or expands as all these different things which are energies of the Supreme Lord, because the Brahman is the energy of the Lord, it's a manifestation of the Lord. Another aspect of the Brahman is the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is comprised of the different jiva souls who have conceived of perfection as being merging into that Brahman effulgence. But in any case, everything is Krishna. Like Prabhupada would sometimes say, you know, you're sitting on Krishna. Of course, we understand that doesn't mean it's the personal form of Krishna, but it's the energy of Krishna. So that's the first realization. And so that's the first step, basically, in God realization. The second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam discusses that. The first step. I mean, another thing you can do is the universal form. That's also an all-pervading aspect of the Lord, very similar to Brahman. So then, in a higher stage, we have Paramatma. And easy way to realize Paramatma is, according to Krishna in the 15th chapter of the Gita, verse 15, Matatsmritir Gyanamaponam cha. That Krishna is giving intelligence, remembrance, and forgetfulness according to one's desire. Of course, many people are confused, especially in different religions, when they're thinking that Paramatma is speaking to them and they can hear exactly what he's saying. We run into Christians many times who say, I've surrendered to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is in the heart. That's like Paramatma realization. And he's telling me to do this, telling me to kill you, yeah, basically, or telling me that it's all right to go and eat meat. And, you know, I was thinking that if they say that, you could just say, you have a different Paramatma than me. You have a different God in your heart than I do. So, but basically, understanding our desire, Paramatma is reciprocating with that desire. Actually, just we have that yayatamam prabhajante tamsataiva bhajamiham. Prabhupada translates it as surrender, but it really, technically, it's reciprocation rather than surrender, the word. You say yayatamam in the same way, prabhajante tamsataiva bhajamiham. I reciprocate with them. But Prabhupada, as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. It was Prabhupada's original translation. I don't know how they re-edited it. Maybe they re-edited it in a different way. Although they should have stuck with Prabhupada's original translation. Anyway, so Paramatma is reciprocating in such a way that whatever you want, this is something like The Secret, you know, like that movie The Secret or the book The Secret, that whatever you want, you get intelligence on how to achieve that. Of course, it's also dependent on your karma, whether you can achieve it or not. And you may have to accrue a lot of good karma to achieve that particular object. But anyway, you get a particular type of intelligence. If you want to forget God, let's say, then you're given a philosophy so that you can develop a whole world view around forgetting God, just like you see the atheists. There's many atheists, and they've actually developed philosophies, quite elaborate philosophy. There's books and books on the in the library about atheism. And God is the original author of atheism. He's the best atheist, because all atheistic philosophy comes from Krishna. So we can see that. I mean, we all experience that in our personal lives, that when we really want something, then somehow our intelligence comes to do that particular thing. Like if you want to be a drunkard, then somehow or other, whatever you look at, you know, reminds you of your drinking, or, you know, if you're a woman hunter, whatever you are. So you get that intelligence. And actually, Prabhupada said that when animals, because animals have some instinct, like Prabhupada defined, instinct is coming from Paramatma. I mean, for example, you find a bird, and somehow the bird knows how to navigate all the way from, let's say, the Arctic Circle to South America. And the bird has not purchased a GPS device, because we need a GPS device. And so somehow or other, this little tiny bird, with a whole flock of birds, of course, has this instinct. And Prabhupada said, it's not instinct, it's Paramatma. Of course, it is instinct, but instinct comes from Paramatma. It's not just like wired into the genes. The map of the earth comes from Paramatma. So This is a way of realizing that God's in everyone's heart. And to realize it, all right, let's say, to realize it, I mean, it's just not intellectual. There's one thing is to understand it intellectually, philosophically, theoretically. But to realize it, you have to act like you understand it. Like Prabhupada said, action and knowledge gives you realization. You know, devotees sometimes say, you know, I really want to realize how blissful Krishna consciousness is. I want to realize how God is in everyone's heart. Well, you realize it by doing it. You become enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness by being enthusiastic. It's not that you wait for realization to strike you. You have to act on that knowledge and that faith. Shada shabde vishya sakahe sudrita nishya. You have that faith that what Krishna is saying is true, and you act on it, even though you haven't realized it, then realization comes. Then you'll see God in everyone's heart. But if you simply go around and just keep peering at everybody's chest region, yeah. Just like my mother, she recently had a pacemaker inserted in her heart. The doctors did not see the super soul there. You know, you're not going to see him because he's not materially situated. You know, sometimes devotees ask, you know, what happens with open heart surgery? Why don't the doctors see the super soul there? Because he's not materially situated. His presence is manifest in the heart. But the example is given sometimes like the reflections of a different heavenly body like the moon or the sun on a body of water. And you can say see the sun in the on the lake, but actually it's not on the lake, but its presence is manifest in the lake. Anyway, so the way you realize Paramatma is to interact with everybody as if they were a temple of God. In other words, manina manadena, you know, offering respects to everyone, understanding that particular point. So that's how you realize. And then finally we get to Bhagavan. You know, how do we realize Bhagavan? That's even harder than realizing Paramatma. And I was listening to a class this morning and Srila Prabhupada was giving, very interesting, how to realize Bhagavan. The devotees were talking to Prabhupada, wasn't a class, actually it was a morning walk, one of the most ecstatic morning walks I ever heard in my life. And it was in Los Angeles that Prabhupada was just like, boom, you know, your business is to create a revolution. It was a morning walk with Sridhananda Maharaj there. Prabhupada was talking, first, before I talk about the point, Prabhupada was talking about how America is going to save the whole world. It's a Krishna West class, actually. So Prabhupada was saying, you know, America is the topmost country in the world. I hate to offend any of you who don't come from America. But anyway, Prabhupada was saying this, you know, it's not me. Prabhupada was saying, and he said, you have to make America Krishna conscious. And in this way, the whole world will be saved. I mean, it's very... Prabhupada's preaching is so strong, actually, I want to take a transcript. There are transcripts, of course, in the database of this and just send it out to devotees so they can hear Prabhupada's strong preaching about, you know, get off your butt, you know. Yeah. You're Americans. You should do something wonderful. And, you know, even Sridhananda Maharaj, at that time, he was working in South America. So he said, Prabhupada, does that mean I should leave my zone and work with Rupanuga, who had that political party, you know, In God We Trust right now? And Prabhupada said, that's all right. So he didn't do that, but anyway. So, you know, Prabhupada was just like emphasizing America, God bless America. This is a nationalistic class. Anyway, so the devotees were questioning Prabhupada. Prabhupada was talking about how one has to be bold when they preach Krishna consciousness. And confront the scientists, confront, even they're talking about other religions. You know, they said, what would we do about other religions? And Prabhupada said, the other people in the other religions, they don't believe in God. Because Prabhupada was making the point that they don't really understand the nature of God. And it's our business to teach people we're not sectarian. And Prabhupada also said, we're not going to run the government. So anyway, so the devotees asked Prabhupada the question, you came to America, and you were all alone when you came to America. Prabhupada corrected them. you know, sometimes Prabhupada would actually respond and say, yes, I was all alone, depending on the order and mercy of my spiritual master. But Prabhupada said, I was not all alone. I was with my friend. As his friend. Who is Prabhupada's friend? And Prabhupada said, I was with my friend Krishna. Such a nice class, isn't it? And then Prabhupada recited this verse in 529 from the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suranam sarvabhutanam gatvamam shantim richati. And of course, when Prabhupada said my friend, that didn't indicate what Prabhupada's rasa relationship is with Krishna. Sometimes devotees speculate. You know, that Prabhupada, like I mentioned the other day, you know, Prabhupada installed Gornatai deities, therefore he must be a coward boy. Prabhupada said Krishna is his friend, and he talks about wandering in the groves of Vrindavan, therefore he must be a coward boy. But Prabhupada said that question we don't need to ask. In other words, if Prabhupada didn't reveal it to us, what is the need to go into it and speculate about it? Because it's, you know, it's really not our business until the Guru actually reveals it to us. So anyway, so because in the fifth chapter of the Gita, verse 29, Krishna says, Suritam sarvabhutanam, I'm a Surit, well-wisher, not just a Mitra, which means ordinary friend, but I'm the well-wisher of all living entities. So Prabhupada never felt alone. He felt with his spiritual master, and he felt always accompanied by his friend Krishna. And of course, Krishna exhibited that to a great degree when Prabhupada was in the boat and Prabhupada had the dream where all Krishna's incarnations were rowing the boat. One time Prabhupada actually reversed, he said, bowing the road or something like that. This one class. But anyway, rowing the boat. So that's really how you realize. I was understanding that, hearing Prabhupada's class. I mean, it's an advantage to waking up early in the morning, 2 o'clock. Crazy with jet lag. But anyway, I was understanding that's how I can realize Bhagavan. You know, by understanding the Krishna in his personal aspect, because Krishna in his personal aspect is not as all-pervading as the Super Soul or as Brahman. Because generally it's understood, what, Galokeyi Evani Vashati Akilatna Bhuta, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, never leaves Goloka. So Krishna as Bhagavan is not all-pervading, but where is he present? He's present, of course, in Goloka Vrindavan. That goes without a doubt. He's present in Braj. He's not manifest, but he's present in Braj. But he's also present in the hearts of his pure devotees. I mean, actually, it says this in the Bhagavatam. Sadhava ridyam mayam sadhanam ridyam tvaham maranyatena janati naham tevyo managapi. A very wonderful verse where Krishna says the sadhus are meditating on me, and I am in their heart, meditating on me, and I am in their hearts, and also they are in my heart. And he says, because they do not know anyone but me is theirs, I do not know anyone as mine but them. You know, so there's that's the same thing. Yayatamam prapajante tam satavi bhajamiham. So, in other words, Krishna is present in the heart of the sadhu. Krishna se tumar, Krishna dite par. Like we chant about the pure devotee, isn't it? Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him. I'm simply running behind you, chanting Krishna, Krishna. Krishna say tomorrow. Krishna is yours. It belongs to you. So, of course, that's in reference to Prabhupada and great devotees, etc., like that. But when we have that dependence on Krishna, and that's exhibited by our willingness to sacrifice everything, to understand that Krishna, talking about the surrendering principles again from Lord Chaitanya's teaching, Krishna will always protect us, Krishna will always maintain us, to have no separate interests other than the interests of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to accept everything favorable, reject everything unfavorable, to remain meek and humble, like this, the 6 surrendering principles. If we act in terms of these six surrendering principles, then Krishna in his Bhagavan form will always be with us, even though he's not operating in the same sense that the Brahman and Paramatma aspects of the Supreme Absolute Truth are. So that's the secret to Brahman realization. I was just understanding that today, hearing Prabhupada's class, because he understood Krishna was always with him and he acted in that knowledge. Because here we're talking about acting in knowledge and then you get realization. So, of course, that's a sannyasi's life. Abhaya sattva sham shuddhi jnana yagin vastati. That's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. But everyone is meant to have that particular consciousness. Prabhupada says specifically that refers to someone in the renounced order of life. Abhaya sattva sam shuddhi jnana yoga vavastitihi, which means Abhaya, like Prabhupada's name, Abhaya Chandanaravinda. You know, that's oftentimes we don't think about that, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, but the A.C. is actually quite important. It doesn't refer to electricity versus D.C., you know, A.C. versus D.C. Abhaya Charanaravinda. That means one is who is actually free of Baya, which is one of the anarthas, because he has taken shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. So Abhaya Sattva Samshuddhi. That a pure devotee, or one who is renounced, or any devotee who wants to realize Bhagavan, feature of the Lord, has to act in such a fearless way, Abhaya Sattva Samshuddhi, be established in purified goodness, the mode of goodness, the Vishuddha Sattva, not just material goodness, Jnana Yoga, and one does that by cultivating knowledge. So in other words, there's the knowledge, Jnana Yoga Vyavasati. He's cultivating the knowledge, and then he applies that in terms of acting in a fearless way to serve Krishna. And of course, the sannyasis generally, they have to go, the traditional ways the sannyasis would go to the forest, and there would be tigers and lions, maybe not lions in India, but tigers at least. Lions are from Africa. But anyway, so you go, and there'd be monkeys and tigers and snakes. I mean, just like one time in Govardhan, we opened up the electrical panel in the house. See, there was some problem with the electrical panel, and a cobra looked at us. So we closed it real quickly. So, anyway, be willing to surrender, sacrifice, and understand Krishna is protecting you, fearless. And then you realize Bhagavan. And so Prabhupada demonstrated that to me this morning in this class when he said that his friend was always with him, he was never alone. Interesting realization. So, on that happy note, we have about 1 minute left of class. Any questions or comments?
Mother Prabhupada talks about how to realize Bhagavan. It's actually not hard, very easy.
Yeah, it's very easy. What's he trying to say? You know, sometimes I actually, it's funny, I have interactions with people. I say, well, it's very easy to wake up in the morning, it's very easy to do that, and people respond by saying, you could say that because you're an advanced devotee. Sometimes they even speculate and make a mistake and say I'm a pure devotee. But anyway, so they sometimes say that it's easy for you to say because you are a pure devotee. But even let's say theoretically I'm pure devotee, which I'm not, you know, far from it. But the way to become a pure devotee is to do it. Just like there's this saying, isn't it? Just do it. You know, if you wait for realization before you act, it ain't going to come. You got to act on knowledge. That was the point I was making in the beginning of the class. Action on knowledge yields realization. Then it's easy. You know, if you have that faith, you know, you wake up early, you chant your japa, you do this, you do that. Of course, internally too, not just externally. That's niyamagraha. It works. And it's all based on faith. And Krishna says in the Gita, Ashradana purusha dharma shasha parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara varmani. Those who don't have that faith, and faith means to understand you have to do what Krishna wants if you want to accomplish it, then they return to birth and death in this material world. Faith is actually extremely important. Faith means action. Without action, you can't say you have